Chapter 23. I see now how naive I was. Before that, I believed that if you willed something to happen with all your being, it could be so. But I had lost Alice. I knew that I had, and there was nothing I could do about it. It was a hard lesson to learn, that one. Describing it to Kate brought everything back so violently that I could almost feel again the hurt and rage that had carried me up to Oxford and through the weeks that followed. With hindsight, I can see that what I thought of as righteous fury on her behalf was my own unsightly jealousy. "The baby," Kate asked me. "Was it my mother?" I told her that I was as certain as I could be that it was. She went very quiet at this, but I knew that more questions were taking shape, questions that I knew I couldn't answer to her satisfaction. I admit that I feigned a greater tiredness than I felt in order to escape from these, to buy myself time, because I simply didn't have the answer to why Alice had chosen to abandon her baby.